Nova Scotia Health Public Health is advising of potential exposures to COVID-19 at locations in all four zones and on three flights, as well as a correction to the exposure notification released on September 11 for one Halifax restaurant. In addition to media releases, all potential exposure notifications are listed here. http://www.nshealth.ca/covid-exposures. As Nova Scotia moves into a stage of living with COVID-19 as we go about our daily activities, there will be changes in how public health communicates COVID-19 public exposures. We will no longer be issuing exposures based on the risk levels of low, moderate, or high. We will be issuing COVID precaution notifications and COVID exposure notifications, where your self-isolation and testing requirements will be based on your vaccination status. COVID precaution notifications will be issued if there has been a potential exposure of minimal risk to the public. COVID exposure notifications will be issued when the public has had close contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. Protecting the health of Nova Scotians is our priority and focus. Any decision is made carefully in consideration of the risk posed to the community. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. COVID precaution notification: regardless of whether or not you have COVID-19 symptoms, those present at the following locations on the named dates and times for at least 15 minutes or passengers on the following transit bus routes at the named dates and times, you are required to follow the self-monitoring, self-isolation, and testing instructions noted below based on your vaccination status. La Frasca CB and Vinny, 5650 Spring Garden Road, Halifax, on August 30 between 6:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 13. Black Sheep Restaurant, 1496 Lower Water Street, Halifax, on August 31 between 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 14. Garrison Brewing, 1149 Marginal Road, Halifax, on August 31 between 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 14. Antoya's Taco Plus Tequila, 1667 Argyle Street, Halifax, on August 31 between 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 14. Mashawi Mediterranean Grill, 1526 Dresden Row, Halifax, on September 4 between 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 18. Chop Steakhouse and Bar, 1680 Grafton Street, Halifax, on September 6 between 5:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 20. Correction. No exposure asterisk Halifax Ale House, 1717 Brunswick Street, Halifax, on September 8 between 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. One Love Bar and Lounge, 2180 Gottigen Street, Halifax, on September 9 between 11 p.m. and, September 10, 1 a.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 24. Pugwash Farmers Market, 10222 Durham Street, Pugwash, on September 5 between 7 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 19. Celtic Junction Bar Plus Grill, 525 George Street, Sydney, on September 7 between 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 21. Tim Hortons, 7 James Street, Antigonish, on September 10 between 11:45 a.m. and 2 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 24. Farmhouse Inn, 9757 Main Street, Canning, on September 9 between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 23. Paddy's Brew Pub, 460 Main Street, Wolfville, on September 9 between 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 23. Halifax Transit Route Number 022, Armdale, which ran from Glenmore and Stonehaven to Mumford Terminal on September 8 between 12:28 p.m. and 12:40 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 22. Halifax Transit Route Number 009A, Greystone to Downtown via Spring Garden, which ran from Mumford Terminal to Bell and Roby on September 8 between 12:44 p.m. and 12:55 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 22. Halifax Transit Route Number 009A, Greystone to Herring Cove, which ran from Quinpool and Roby to Mumford Terminal on September 8 between 6:39 p.m. and 6:50 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 22. Halifax Transit Route Number 022, Armdale, which ran from Mumford Terminal to Glenmore and Stonehaven on September 8 between 6:52 p.m. and 7:05 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 22. Halifax Transit Route Number 022, Armdale, which ran from Glenmore and Stonehaven to Mumford Terminal on September 9 between 8 a.m. and 8:05 a.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 23. Halifax Transit Route Number 032, Cowie Hill Express to Downtown Halifax, which ran from Cowie Hill and Ridge Valley to Summer, QE2 Health Sciences, on September 9 between 8:19 a.m. and 8:29 a.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 23. Halifax Transit Route Number 022, Armdale, which ran from Glenmore and Stonehaven to Mumford Terminal on September 10 between 11:30 a.m. and 11:37 a.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 24. Halifax Transit Route Number 028, Bears Lake, which ran from Mumford Terminal to Lacewood Terminal on September 10 between 11:40 a.m. and 12:10 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 24. Halifax Transit Route Number 028, Bears Lake, which ran from Lacewood Terminal to Mumford, and Halifax Transit Route Number 022, Armdale, which ran from Mumford to Glenmore and Stonehaven on September 10 between 3 p.m. and 3:45 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 24. If you are fully vaccinated, your second dose of COVID-19 vaccine was 14 or more days before the date of the exposure. You are not required to self-isolate or to be tested, unless you develop symptoms. Self-monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 for 14 days from the exposure. Symptoms include a new or worsening cough, and two or more of the following: fever, i.e. chills, sweats, shortness of breath, sore throat, runny nose, nasal congestion, or headache. Anyone who develops symptoms is required to self-isolate, book a COVID-19 test, and stay isolated until you receive a negative test result. If you are not fully vaccinated, you have only had one dose of COVID-19 vaccine or have not received any COVID-19 vaccine, you are at risk of contracting COVID-19. We do not require you to isolate, unless you develop symptoms. We strongly recommend you get tested at least 72 hours after the exposure, whether or not you have symptoms. Self-monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 for 14 days from the exposure, including new or worsening cough, fever, i.e. chills, sweats, shortness of breath, sore throat, runny nose, nasal congestion, or headache. Anyone who develops symptoms is required to self-isolate, book a COVID-19 test, and stay isolated until you receive a negative test result. COVID exposure notification. Regardless of whether or not you have COVID-19 symptoms, those present on the following flights in the specified rows and seats are required to follow the self-monitoring, self-isolation, and testing instructions noted below based on your vaccination status. WestJet 392 traveling on August 29 from Edmonton, 10:30 p.m., to Halifax, 6:09 a.m. on August 30. Passengers in rows 1 to 7, seats C, D, E and F. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 13. WestJet 228 traveling on September 7 from Calgary, 11:10 p.m., to Halifax, 7 a.m. on September 8. Passengers in rows 20 to 26, seats A, B, C and D. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 22. Air Canada 8636 traveling on September 10 from Ottawa, 5:25 p.m., to Halifax, 8:16 p.m. Passengers in rows 7 to 13, seats A, C and D. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 24. If you are fully vaccinated, your second dose of COVID-19 vaccine was 14 or more days before the date of the exposure. You are not required to self-isolate or to be tested, unless you develop symptoms. Self-monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 for 14 days from the exposure. Symptoms include a new or worsening cough, and two or more of the following: fever, i.e. chills, sweats, shortness of breath, sore throat, runny nose, nasal congestion, or headache. Anyone who develops symptoms is required to self-isolate, book a COVID-19 test, and stay isolated until you receive a negative test result. If you are not fully vaccinated, you have only had one dose of COVID-19 vaccine or have not received any COVID-19 vaccine, you are at risk of contracting COVID-19. Immediately self-isolate, whether or not you have symptoms. Book a COVID-19 test. Book a second COVID-19 test 6 or 7 days after the exposure. You can stop isolating after 7 full days only if this test is negative and you have no symptoms. Please avoid contact with immunocompromised people, i.e. nursing homes. A third test is recommended on day 14. If you choose not to be tested on day 6 or 7, you must isolate for a full 14 days from your most recent exposure. Testing continues to be strongly recommended after initial exposure and on day 14. For those who require testing, to book your COVID-19 test, visit https://covid-self-assessment.novascotia.ca/n or call 811 if you don't have online access or if you have other symptoms that concern you. When booking your test online, please select the reason for testing as, I was at one of the exposure sites at the date and time identified in a recent public health public service announcement or letter where testing was recommended. Please note, please get tested at a COVID-19 testing center or public health mobile unit. Do not go to a pop-up rapid testing location. Anyone who is traveling within Canada into Nova Scotia, from outside of Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland and Labrador, must follow the provincial travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details at https://novascotia.ca/reopening-plan/phase-4/anyone who is traveling from outside of Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the federal travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details at https://travel.gc.ca/travel-covid-f. If you are not fully vaccinated, please visit https://novascotia.ca/coronavirus/book-your-vaccination-appointment/ or call 1-833-797-7772. When Nova Scotia Health Public Health makes a public notification, it is not in any way a reflection on the behavior or activities of those named in the notification. All Nova Scotians are advised to continue monitoring for COVID-19 symptoms and are urged to follow public health guidelines on how to access care. Up-to-date information about COVID-19 is available at novascotia.ca/coronavirus. 30.